in the World. I'm John Batchelor. A green future, that is the vision of the Biden administration and likely to be the vision for some time in the 20th century. Starting with, what are we driving? Are we driving a gasoline car? Are we driving an EV car, which is built around a battery, built around the understanding that the EV is better for our environment, but is it better for our roads? I welcome Veronique de Regis of the Mercatus Center writing about this, because it is a fact that our roadway system, especially the national highways, the interstates, all depend upon gasoline tax. And if we're decreasing the gasoline cars, the gasoline tax goes away, or at least is cut back severely. So what is to be done? Veronique, a very good evening to you. The Biden administration has a policy favoring subsidies and EV cars for all America. The second part of it is, how do they pay for the highways? What is the recommendation of the Biden administration? What is your expectation of the Biden administration? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, so far, there's no recommendation really from the Biden administration, with the exception that they have included in the infrastructure bill that passed 2 years ago a proposal for a pilot program to study a user fee that would charge people based on their mileage. Because, of course, as you can imagine, the fact, let's say that we are in a world that the Biden administration has dreamed up, and everyone is actually driving an electric car. How do we pay for the roads, considering that now an enormous chunk of it is paid through the gas tax? And whatever my issues with the gas tax are, and there are many, it means that basically people will be driving on the roads with cars that are, some of them that are pretty heavy, and they won't be paying the gas tax. So that's, to the extent that there's an idea floated by the administration, it would be maybe a mileage tax.
How long you drive? But now you raise immediately the question in your column of privacy. What was that looking like? The government would be able to track you or know how long you've driven or where you've driven?
Yes. So that's, a lot of people are, for the most part, people like user fees. They seem more fair than a lot of the taxes that we have. There is a concern of privacy. But people who've studied the issues said that there are ways to design these systems, especially at the state level, that would be very conducive to privacy, that would make, you know, people at ease. Apparently, Oregon, I think, has done a pretty good job with it. And so, but, you know, it's a concern. Privacy is a concern, but it's not something that can't be overcome.
Let's go to an experiment that you write up. Trucks. Have they started with trucks, or are they proposing to start with trucks? And how would that help?
No. What I was saying in my column was, okay, so we are going to have a problem. The more people adopt electric cars, the less people are going to be paying the gas tax. The gas tax is already not enough as it is to pay for all the infrastructure cost of transportation. So there's already a lot of money going from the general fund transferred to actually paying for infrastructure project. It's going to get worse. Shouldn't we be thinking about this? That would be the responsible thing to do. And I was saying, obviously, my preference would be to get the federal government completely out of infrastructure spending, with very, very rare exception, but that's not going to happen. So my next suggestion would be to actually start with a pilot program that is applied to trucks. And the reason is that trucks already track their miles. They already have a lot of it seems to me to be like a simple way to get the system started. And so that's what the column was about, is to say, you know, like it's not, we don't have to start. We can just try to see how that works with trucks, and the cost of the change would be minimal. And then we'll see.
Implicit, though, is that this is a national industrial policy. Does it have to be national out of Washington?
I wish it weren't. I mean, most roads and transportation and infrastructure projects are private, and then state and local. The federal government is not the best place to do infrastructure. Usually, when it does it, it's a disaster. The gas tax, the federal gas tax in and of itself is really stupid, because basically the federal government tax people in the states, then runs the revenue through its big bureaucracy and sends it back to the states based on some politically driven formula. So I think it's a terrible system on the spending side and on the financing side. I wish all of this would go away, but I assume that if we have a system that is a system that tracks miles, is one that's going to be done at the state and local level. And that would be where it makes the most sense. Incidentally, by the way, if it were something done at the private sector, we wouldn't be having all these conversations. They would see a need, and then they would do it, and they would figure out what is the best way to do it. But with the government, it's not like this. There's been reports suggesting it, and nothing is happening.
So privatization is the way forward then, but we can't get there?
I would love to. I think that once we have a system like this in place, I mean, an optimistic scenario is that leads to actually more privatization. We'll see.
And right now, the industrial policy in place by the Biden administration is to test user fees, mileage fees, but not to mandate it yet. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. So mandated would mean revamping the entire financing system. And they say that was part of the infrastructure bill, that they were going to have a pilot program. Whether they're doing it or not, I don't know.
Veronique Tirici, writing about the future. It could be the immediate future. When we go all EV, they're going to count our miles and they're going to bill us for it. And will they know where we are? The questions to be answered at the balance of the century. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,